It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Tuesday was primary day in Massachusetts. The state's voters went to the polls to select their nominees for a wide range of races, including governor, senator, and the House of Representatives. And there was a huge upset in Boston. City Councilor Ayanna Pressley defeated 10-term incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano, taking nearly 60% of the vote. And there was no Republican primary in the race for that seat, which means Pressley is now set to become the first African-American woman from Massachusetts to serve in Congress. And here to break it all down for us is WGBH News reporter Adam Riley. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Tanzina.
So big upset here with Ayanna Pressley. Why? What led to this? I mean, how was she able to do this? Was it her campaign?
I spent a good amount of time with the two campaigns in the run-up to the primary. And what struck me was what different visions of what it means to be a congressperson they were offering. Capuano was offering this very standard issue, go to Washington, vote the right way, get experience navigating Congress. And, you know, he basically was saying, send me back because I've been there and I know how Washington, D.C. works. Ayanna Pressley offered a very different vision. She said she wanted to be, and this is a pretty close to a verbatim quote, a bold activist visionary leader in Congress. She didn't think that Capuano was aggressive enough or creative enough pushing back against the Trump agenda. And she was selling her voters on the possibility of a big change. In addition to everything that I just mentioned, she was talking about the prospect of making the state's congressional delegation more diverse. It is all white. It will not be all white heading into 2019. And you could tell before the primary, the enthusiasm was definitely on her side. It was tough for Capuano to get people fired up by basically saying, let's maintain the status quo.
The status quo doesn't seem to be appealing to a lot of Americans in this current political climate. But I'm just wondering, you mentioned diversity here, and I'm wondering, you know, we know that Boston, unfortunately, is one of the cities that, for better or worse, or true or not, does have a history of a pretty racially segregated history. So what does this tell us about the Black community in Boston? What does this tell us about white voters in Boston today?
I think it says that there is a hunger for more diverse leadership and a recognition among voters of color, but also white voters, as you said, that, to use a phrase that Ayanna Pressley repeatedly used during the campaign, representation matters, that if you send people to elected office who have different life experiences, they're going to do their jobs differently. And Ayanna Pressley struck a really interesting balance when it came to race and gender in this race. She bristled publicly more than once when she was asked about being a Black woman. She said, don't reduce me to that. I am much more than a Black woman. That's not the sum total of who I am, so don't suggest that it is. And then she would always add a however, and she would use that phrase, representation matters, and I will do my job differently based on the life experiences that I've had. And I think, again, people, whatever their race or ethnicity or gender, find that argument pretty compelling right now in the state of Massachusetts.
We've got a little under a minute left in the segment, but I'm just curious about the U.S. Senate race. There were three Republicans who ran with the hopes of competing against Senator Elizabeth Warren. We have State Representative Jeff Deal, who won that race. Tell us a little bit about him.
He was active very early on in a leadership role in Donald Trump's campaign in Massachusetts before anyone was taking Trump seriously as a presidential contender. So the great challenge for Deal is going to be getting independent voters in a state that is 2-1 disapproving of President Trump. He's going to need to find a way to convince people to vote for him, even though he's got this close linkage to the president. I think it's going to be tough. The tack he's going to take is, and we've already seen this in the primary campaign, he's going to say that Elizabeth Warren is more concerned about running for president than she is representing the voters of Massachusetts, and that that's a reason to kick her out. That said, Massachusetts has a long history of people seeking the presidency, and it's an open question whether Warren's ambitions, if she does go in that direction, are going to be something that people hold against her.
Adam Riley is a reporter for WGBH News. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Tanzina.